Feels like a close.
It's coming to world famous Phil Hendry show to El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Kalen Shaw. I'm Robert Leonard, and here's the man who invented me, and I, you know, everybody else too. Phil Hendry.
Yes, he did. My name is
Thank you very much, Robert. We don't have to hit that too heavy, you know.
I'd appreciate that. This whole he invented everyone else because, you know, I've got some pride.
Well, you got pride for a made-up person.
I've got pride. Okay, I don't like this made-up person thing, and I'd like him not to say anything about that.
Let me be the guy that makes the call on those. Okay.
Well, you got a problem with me saying that.
Well, I mean, what Robert said, and here's the guy that invented all of this, is,
I don't like it because I feel devalued. I understand that you made me a...
Well, Miss Gray.
Get it.
So, Margaret, every single show you have an issue, and I'm just trying to work this out with you so that we don't have to deal with it.
No, not every... How dare you? I don't have an issue every single show.
You know, Margaret, yes, you do. Every show you've got a complaint... About where are you going?
I'm taking a walk, okay? I've got to walk this off. Otherwise, you know, just to save me from a homicide charge.
Oh, yeah.
You want a piece of it?
No.
All right, you want to come back in now?
Good, I've just walked it off.
Anyway, welcome to the program, world famous Phil Hendry Show. And today we have, oh, by the way, we sent out the email to all of our subscribers. All of our beta testers.
Yeah, the email went out to everybody who had sent us an email address. For us to send an email to, for the
email, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the beta testing the new site.
No, that's right. So we sent out emails to people who submitted their email for them to get an email.
What are you talking about, man? We sent out.
I'll do it. We sent an email to people who, we sent out emails to the BSPs who want to be the auditors, test our new beta site. So you guys should have either gotten them or you will be getting them. And there'll be very specific instructions on that email.
Yes, and make sure that you follow them to the T, because this is very important, very exciting, as we roll out the new website.
Yes, and again, there'll be a link, right, Phil?
Well, it'll all be there in the email.
I just don't want anybody screwing up, because the minute someone messes or butchers it, they get the wrong idea, and then they start sending in notes about how the website blows a chipmunk or whatever the hell.
Well, it's not going to... Just because a guy messes up, I'm not going to say it blows a chip.
What do you mean, blows a chip?
I'm just doing shorthand.
Hey, knock it off with the shorthand, okay? Danger's the guy that does the shorthand, blows a chip.
What is that supposed to mean?
A chipmunk.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah, everybody gets that. Anyway, let me do this, if you don't mind. So we are sending out emails... to our BSPs that volunteered. You'll be getting those. You'll be beta testing the site. It's going to be a beautiful thing. It's going to be groovy. Follow all the instructions and take note of the various things that we make note of in the thing of the thing and the thing. All right.
Whatever that means.
Right. We have a new feature on the show today. It's called I Remember Baseball. Joe Dickhead is going to be with us to sort of go through these, you know, these memories that he has of baseball and... you know, the marvelous memories that he's got.
What is that? The memories of baseball and the marvelous memories he's got.
Yeah, I think it's Joe remembering.
It's, let me do this, all right, because I talked to him extensively last night on the phone.
How long?
About 5 minutes. The
Margaret.
I'll do it. Joe is, as you know, Joe Dickhead has a long, long history in sports. And what he does for us, and I think it's very important. What the fuck are you...
What's the line? Turn it off, man.
That was time.
I was talking, you ass. You're not just an ass, bud. You're an ass and a half. You're three cheeks. That's what you are. Go ahead and laugh. No, that's all right. Go ahead and laugh because you're on your way to becoming two full asses.
And two assholes.
Yes. I was talking about...
Let me do it, Margaret, okay, if you don't mind. Would that be all right?
What are you leaning up? What are you getting?
I'm getting some notes. Joe Dickhead, all right, go ahead, bud. You can cue the music now.
Thank you.
Oh, I see. So it...
Yes?
What are you doing?
Well, you're carving it a new ass, for God's sake. Leave it alone.
I've got it. What's the problem?
I was going to do it, and then you started to do it. It pisses me off, Phil, when you preempt me like that.
Right, I'm very, very sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that. I just wanted to get going with this damn thing. So if you want, we can do it. But don't start the damn music until people are ready.
Sorry, I thought she was talking about baseball.
I wasn't saying anything. Phil was. All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Joe Dickhead, I Remember Baseball. The great experiences and some of the wonderful moments in baseball history that Joe Dickhead has witnessed. Events in baseball history that have changed, I dare say, changed Joe's life. And without further ado, we'll bring on Joe Dickhead now on our Newsmaker line. Not sure where you are.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, God. Forgot to do it.
Forgot to do what?
Forgot to the traffic, for God's sake.
All right, well, let's get the traffic.
Phil Hendry Show traffic.
Let's get the traffic. Who was... Was that... That wasn't Sky Baby, was it?
Bob Bingle says Sky Baby. Phil is just telling the chat. I think Sky Baby is a chowder shed. And now they have them cheddar cheese on the tacos wrap. But that wrap the freeway right now, Phil, at the 5 and the 10-5. Out of the 5 and the 5 past 8 o'clock this morning. Going to be the CHP and the Caltrans trying to get buttoned up out there. So as we long wait out there, we're going to stick around that town and get around and just head on down to get down, get on downtown. Well, hold on, that's the Sky Boy.
Billy Powder, he's the one. Billy Powder, he's a son of a gun. Billy Powder, since 1931. Billy Powder's been selling guns, all kinds of guns, long guns, short guns, pistols, pistolas, and derringers, and he has the brand new fully automatic, semi-automatic, quarter automatic, and not automatic at all, and stick shift. Yes, Billy Powder guns and Billy Powder accessories at Billy Powder's Guns and Accessories in Billy Powder's department store in Billy Powder Town, which is in the state of Billy Powder, otherwise known as Arizona. Billy Powder, he's the one. Billy Powder, son of a gun. Billy Powder, since 1931. Go to Billy Powder for all your gun needs, which for most of you should only mean one trip for one gun, one bullet, that's it.
How dare you?
This is David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication and Digital Media for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I resent very, very much people giving me the nickname of Nazi Death Squad. My name is David G. Hall. G stands for George. There's nothing in there that stands for Nazi Death Squad. I've been receiving letters. I've been receiving a lot of, I would say, crank mail, a lot of hoots and a lot of hollering, and a lot of people just give me a hard time. The name is David G. Hall, not David N.D.S. Hall. That's Nazi Death Squad. Where that got going, I got no idea.
Paid for by David G. Hall.
And yeah, welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show from El Pacifico.
All right, and let's do this now because we carved this an ass.
Was going to do this. You carved it up. Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Joe Dickhead's I Remember Baseball. Yes, Joe Dickhead's I Remember Baseball brings us great memories from Joe Dickhead and the stuff what he done did, and you know, in baseball. Now, from his home in Palm Springs, California, here is Joe Dickhead. Joe, this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for you to remember baseball and to tell us about some of the things that you've experienced.
Well, thank you very much, Margaret. And for me and for all the baseball fans across America, it's a great pleasure to be able to remember these great experiences because baseball is a national pastime. And it's one that, of course, I've been deeply wedded to and embedded with.
Now, a lot of people do identify you with football and the football picks you did with the professor.
Yeah, we did the football picks, and that was all well and good. But I wanted to move on, get away from that, get away from the gambling and so on. It was a rather distasteful experience for me, being in Las Vegas and hanging around with a lot of, excuse me for saying this, a lot of young people would say a lot of douchebags. As far as I was concerned, that...
Why do you say that, Joe?
Who's speaking?
This is General Galen Shaw. Why do we always have...
This is General Shaw. We have a panel of people.
All right, I just didn't know... General Shaw, the reason why I say that is because Las Vegas, as you know, is filled with a great many exciting people, a great many people that have achieved a great many things, but they're also filled with a lot of douchebags. So it's a difficult town to live in when you're trying to live on the up and up. But baseball has always been my great love.
All right, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here then is Joe Dickhead and I Remember Baseball.
Well, thank you very much, bargain I remember, a game at Dodger Stadium in 1975. The Cincinnati Reds were in town, or as I used to call them because I couldn't read very well, the Kinkanetti Reds, and they were in town for a season 3 games. It was the big red machine, a ball club that was destined for greatness, Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, and the like. Yes, for the Cincinnati Reds against the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I decided to lay down some pretty heavy cabbage on the Reds. There was no reason to believe that the Reds were going to do anything but win the ball game and win it very handsomely indeed. As I sat there in my right field bleacher seat, because that was the best seat that I could afford at the time, even though at that time I think I was about a 35, 36-year-old man, and I was working for a major sports magazine, but the only seat I could afford was in the right field pavilion. I want to keep hammering that home because the Dodgers were supposed to give me box seats for that ball game. They didn't come through, so there I am out there with a bunch of alcoholics in the right field pavilion. But I felt that I had the game in hand as Jimmy Winn for the Los Angeles Dodgers came to bat in the sixth inning. The Reds were ahead 4-1. Jimmy Winn with the bags full, two out. I figured he would go down swinging because Winn, even though he had a great bat, was the guy that was prone to the strikeout. Jimmy would have been acquired to the Dodgers from the Houston Astros the season before. He wasn't any big thing. I wasn't worried about it at all. As I remember, the Reds had on the mound Gullickson, and I thought Gullickson would make very short work of Jimmy Winn. He swung on a fastball, and he hit it deep into the left field seats for a grand slam home run, and the Dodgers took the lead and went on to win the game, and I dropped a very easy, and I say easy, $500 because it's funny how quickly 500 bucks can fly right out of your slacks when you don't know what you're doing and you shouldn't be allowed near a baseball game, to be perfectly honest with you. So I lost that bet, and I remember as I drove home, I was weeping. I was weeping uncontrollably in a sports car. I had a convertible MG, and as I sailed down the Pasadena Freeway with the top down, I cried, excuse me for saying this, Margaret, and on all the leaves, I cried like a bitch. With I Remember Baseball.
All right, Joe.
Yes, thank you very much, Joe. Joe? Joe?
I don't think he's gone.
Would you turn that down, Bud, for Christ's sake? Joe, are you there?
Oh, now I can hear you, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. A lot of fun.
All right, there's Joe Dickhead here on the Phil Henry Show with I Remember Baseball. How about that?
Well, the guy dropped a bunch of cabbage on a grand slam by Jimmy Winn, huh?
I don't know not too much about it.
Jimmy Winn was one of these, he was a power hitter. Dodgers had him for a while. I remember him on The Tonight Show. Do you remember Jimmy Winn, Margaret, on The Tonight Show?
No, I do not.
Maybe Frank would, but Jimmy Winn was on The Tonight Show, and Johnny Carson brought out, at that time, one of the great fast-pitch softball pitchers. And this was a fast pitch female team. She pitched for a woman's softball team. I don't remember the woman's name. I don't remember the league. But I know that she was a really, you know, fast softball pitcher.
Well, they whipped those softball pitchers. Really came with a really fast pitch, didn't they?
Are you kidding me or something? A lady? I'm sure a lady.
Hey, man, you don't watch it.
Bud, why don't you just learn?
Bud, I'm telling you, man. These softball pitchers, especially the women, they were fast pitch.
I went to a softball game one time. A guy's like just throwing it like just anybody can hit it.
That's slow pitch. That's kind of the men play that for whatever reason.
Yeah, why do the guys play that?
I don't know. I don't know anything about softball. I don't know. But the women do the whole fast pitch. When we got to Orlando in 72, and this now I'm really giving you some history here, I was on my way to Orlando to, what are you looking at?
Well, I'm just looking at my watch. You sure you want to get into this story?
Yeah, I do.
All right, Phil.
When I got to Orlando in 72, and I was there with my buddies, and, you know, we had come from California, come from Los Angeles, and now we're in Orlando. I said, well, what are we going to do in the summertime? There's no Major League Baseball. There's nothing. In Orlando at that time, the big thing in town were the Orlando Rebels. It was a women's softball team. And I'm telling you, they got a lot of fans out to these games, man. They would go by like a couple, 3,000 people would come out for these games. So we used to watch them and watch these women just, you know, throwing these pitches in there. Anyway, long story short, this girl comes out of The Tonight Show to pitch to Jimmy Winn.
All right, so they were going to, she was going to try to strike out Jimmy Winn, is that it?
Oh, I see. See if he could handle her pitching.
You kidding me? That's a lady.
What difference? Will you listen to me, please?
But if you don't, just because it's a lady, so we're not able to do anything, huh?
I'm not saying that.
Just so she pitched and she threw that thing fast, but he still hit it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see.
Well, watch this.
Hey,
yeah, do you like that?
Oh, I was trying to say.
You're not saying anything. Be quiet. So that's that, and that's them. And thanks, Joe Dickhead, for the whatever the hell. Will you get out of here with this music, bud?
Sorry.
All right, we're going to come right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Jesus. We'll be right back here on the world. What is this?
I don't know, but lately the music on this show has been getting just right up the butt.
Right, I got to say that, Phil. Well, thank you very much for that. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show coming up on the show tonight, or today, or whenever the hell you're listening to it. Don Mixa on the Andrew Napolitano firing at Fox. Rudy Canoza, Je T'aime Lingerie, has gone to hell in a handcart, and he's trying to resurrect it. You know, Rudy's been over at Ted's.
Yeah, well, he's been working at bar at Ted's, and I didn't even know he had a lingerie shot.
Yes, you did. Did you say shot?
I mean shop.
You did? You don't remember that?
No, I do not.
Well, I guess it's gone to hell in a handcart, right, Phil?
I don't know. He may be losing money over there. And then Bobby Dooley on Slap Fight 1.
Are you putting me on?
Jennings still thinks she's going to slap fight that girl, Tommy Lauren?
Yes. All of that ahead on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Hey, buddy, it's Phil Henry here for the Phil Henry Show website. And as I speak, we have several of our backstage past members now checking out the new website. It's a new design, completely new, intuitive kind of design for you, so that we're going to make life a lot more simple for our BSPs and prospective backstage past members. But we have a select group of our BSPs tonight testing the site out, a beta site, checking out the various categories, the archives, how to navigate, etc., and so on and so forth. And we will make improvements as they suggest. So this is going to be a website that not only we think is probably the best design that we've had since we first put the Phil Henry Show website online in 1999, but it's going to be one that will be online and will be presented to you with improvements suggested by our very own backstage past members. So now's the time to get a subscription to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Go to philhenryshow.com and subscribe. Subscribe for a month, subscribe for a year, subscribe for 3 years, 9 years, 10 years. Go ahead, just buy yourself 20 straight year long subscriptions, and that way, long after you die, somebody somewhere is going to benefit from that.
Oh, nice one.
Anyway, the world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. A message from Carlisle McGill. Hello, I'm Carlisle McGill. I stand at a street corner every day to catch a bus. When I do, I take it downtown. I leave, I go into the office, I work very, very hard, I get back on the bus, and I go home, and I bring my money home to my wife and kids, and I have to work real hard to feed those kids, but I'm able to do it. That's my message. That's a message from Carlisle McGill. Oh, you thought he was someone important? He's just a regular guy who bought time for that message. Cost me plenty. Probably one of the kids will starve as a result of me having to buy this. Makes sense.
So what a tangled web we have, because one thing I never asked was, where the fuck my
daddy? World famous Phil Henry Show to El Pacifico, Southern California. This is Robert Leonard, Don Mixa. Joining us from Seattle, Washington, and Mr. Mixa is, last night I thought we had a man in a bathtub. I guess we got a man in the bathtub again tonight. And it is Don Mixa in the tub.
Wait, hold on for a minute. You got a guy in a bathtub?
Yep. Hey, who do we got here? We got Don? Hey, Don? Hey, Don?
Yeah, it's Don Mixa here, yeah.
So, you're in a bathtub, is that it?
Well, yeah, what I'm doing right now is trying to enjoy a tub. It's been a very difficult day, General Shaw. Hey,
this is Phil Henry, Don. Last night we had R.C. Collins in a bathtub.
All right. What am I supposed to do about that?
Well, it's unusual. Two nights in a row.
I'm just telling you, I had a very tough day, and I'm trying to unwind. So I'm soaking in the tub, if that's all right with you. I will tell you this, that I have heard people...
Mr. Mixer, you went,
thanks very much for telling me that. Let me write that down. I went, Do you happen to have the time on that?
Yeah, 5 minutes after the hour.
5 minutes after the hour.
Will you guys come on, please?
Wait, look, the kid pointed it out. I might as well make a note of that.
Don, let's forget about the fact that you're in a bathtub. Andrew Napolitano, the judge from the Fox television, whatever it is that he does, was summarily suspended and may very well be fired from Fox for making some statements about the wiretapping of Donald Trump. Statements that it has since been proven were untrue. You do an awful lot of investigative reporting now as a freelance reporter. What is your take on this?
Oh, hold on, let me get the... can I get that soap? Thank you.
Who's there?
Just some friends of mine. I had a friend of mine come over here so he could get soap for me. And it's not gay or anything.
Yeah, well...
No. Charlie, say hi to everybody.
Yeah, hi.
Charlie's just getting soap in a... my girlfriend is going to come over later, but I don't want her coming over here and watching me take a bath. That's none of her business.
But it's Charlie's business, huh?
Hey, Charlie, Phil Henry thinks you and I are queer for each other.
Hey, watch out, will you, Don?
Well, I don't appreciate the inference.
I don't think anyone is inferring that, Don. So let's just stick to the point, shall we?
All right, fine. So what was your question?
Let me ask the question here. Andrew Napolitano has, as you say, been suspended. You're doing a lot of freelance, as Margaret mentioned, a lot of freelance investigative reporting.
See, you're leading up to it the same way I did. You might as well let me do it.
Yeah, she was doing it that way, Phil.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let her do it.
Go ahead.
Andrew Napolitano, are you comfortable?
I'm very comfortable.
Will you guys come on, please?
All right, Andrew Napolitano has been suspended by Fox News. What is your take on his reporting that British intelligence was involved in wiretapping Donald? Okay. Because this is important to me.
Margaret, for God's sake.
No, this is important. As you know, Donna, maybe you don't, I do the French.
You do the French, right? I have no idea.
Can we bypass that just one time?
Okay, Phil, I'll go ahead and bypass it. Having just seen your face, you look like someone who was about to either slip a disc, have an epileptic fit, or a grand mal seizure. You know what that is?
No, I don't.
No?
You don't know what a grand mal... Boy, you are really out of the loop.
Yeah, I guess so. Go ahead, Don.
All right. So...
What is it with you guys?
We're talking about grand mal.
A grand mal seizure.
Well, you never mind, please. Don, go ahead.
All right. If you don't mind, Margaret, we can talk about grand mal seizures all you want at some other time. But I've got... you asked me a question. I'd like to answer it.
All right. So answer it.
Everybody is sort of... Everyone's kind of on a rag, aren't they?
How dare...
Will you come on?
Is that me?
Yes.
All right, what I was going to say is, here, let me just, if you don't mind, I want to just get a little more hot water. Oh, God, that feels good.
Tell him, will you?
Yeah. Hey, Don? Don?
Yeah.
Mr. Harry doesn't like it when you go, because it sounds gross.
Yeah, look, please don't do that.
All right, I just felt really good. All right, so here's what I think is going on with Andrew Napolitano. I got to tell you, Phil and Margaret and everyone there, I think that Andrew Napolitano took a shot. He took a shot, and he got caught with his pants down. I think that Andrew Napolitano is in a very tough situation. First of all, he's a former judge, and he was not anything more than a celebrity judge. He was a judge on some kind of television, some divorce court or something like that.
Are you kidding? I thought this guy was a real judge.
Oh, where did you hear that?
I thought I heard it on Fox.
Yeah, I thought, like, a Supreme Court judge or something?
No. The information that I've got is Andrew Napolitano. Now, Andrew Napolitano, he might have been a municipal court judge handing out parking tickets or some dog, you know, the dog doo-doo, and he gives out a ticket. And no, he didn't do anything more than that. Then I think they kicked him upstairs, or a producer found him one day in a courtroom, and he was handing out some dog doo ticket. And the guy at Fox said, you know what, I think I can turn this guy into a celebrity judge. He had the look. He had the kind of that suave, that olive oil charm that a lot of your Italians have got. And
all right, let's not do that, okay?
What did I do?
None of that stereotyping of Italians, if you don't mind.
I'm just quoting, what was it, The Godfather?
Yeah, that was in The Godfather.
Yeah, I was quoting The Godfather. You know, you saw that?
Don't quote The Godfather. Leave the Italian thing out of it. Let's just talk about Andrew Napolitano.
All right, well, Andrew Napolitano.
Well, I have to agree with Phil, but by the same token, Phil, quit yelling, all right?
Yeah, you are kind of raising your voice, Phil.
Yeah, I noticed that, Phil.
I apologize.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Andrew Napolitano was a guy that, he was a guy like a lot of guys, you know? He wanted his, hold on.
Yeah!
Will you knock that off?
Hey!
Yeah, that's great. Andrew Napolitano.
Hey, Judge. I mean, not Judge. Don, would you not do that?
Who's Judge?
You, Don. Would you not do that?
It was a nice hot blast one, is that trying to say?
Whee!
Just kind of splashing around.
That's nice. Now, just tell me about Andrew Napolitano.
Andrew Napolitano, Phil, was working in a municipal court, and he was handing out dog shit. Excuse my language.
Yep.
Then had dogs, not dog shit, but he was handing dog do tickets, and some old lady, you know, she parked her car on a curb or something. And a producer for Fox News came in and said, this is the guy. Look at that face. Look at the whole thing. He had a very, very professional demeanor. And they brought him over to Fox and, you know, put him on camera. He said, this is the guy. And I think what happened, Phil, is Andrew Napolitano gradually was being marginalized at Fox. No one really knew what he did over there. He had his little, you know, judge spot where they bring him on. Oh, man, it's good. A little more hot water, Bill.
Hey, hold on for a minute.
Hold on, Bill. What?
No more hot water until we're done, if you don't mind.
I just need one little blast because my lower back has been bothering me.
You tell that guy, all right, enough.
Oh, man.
All right, that felt good. So, Andrew Napolitano, where were we?
You're talking about Andrew Napolitano, and he was being marginalized.
Yeah, he was being marginalized over there at Fox. So, no one really knew what to do with him. And, you know, along came a producer here, producer there. Well, I don't know. Let's have him be a legal advice kind of a guy. He'd go on the O'Reilly thing, and he'd say, yeah, Bill, here's what I think legally. And, you know, people would laugh behind the scenes because he didn't know what he's talking about.
You know, it's funny. I heard that Andrew Napolitano was quite accomplished.
Accomplished at what? Like building model airplanes? I have no idea.
Building model airplanes.
Yeah, but everybody said he was.
Well, I don't know who you've been talking to, because the people I talk to, and I talk to some my sources are deep within Fox. I've got some very deeply placed and very nicely placed sources over there at Fox. So I don't know what you're talking about, but these are all people in Fox. They're very deeply placed.
All right, so you got good sources. Go ahead.
Well, that's right, Phil. There's no reason to start tinkling all over it.
Phil's not tinkling on it. He's just saying, where are you getting this stuff?
That's right. Like I said, we're Fox.
All right, you're getting it at Fox.
Right.
Not at Fox, yet Fox.
Yeah, no, I said Fox.
All right, Fox, shut up, bud. So?
All right, so this guy, Andrew Napolitano, has gotten marginalized. He doesn't know what, no one knows what he's doing. He's got the shot here, a shot here. He's on this person's show. His show's boring. He's boring. He's as dull as hell. And it's getting duller all the time. And he realizes, I got to make a play here. I got to make a move. I've got to make my move. And I got to make it sweep. And I got to make it petite. And I got to do it quick. And I got to go to the left and then go to the right and then break through the line. And I got to...
What are you talking about here, man? It sounds like you're talking about a running back.
It's kind of like a running back. You have to make the move.
All right, so he had to make a move, meaning he was not really improving over at Fox.
Right. I mean, this guy was just sort of floundering. So he goes on his show. I forget what show it was.
Yeah, I wanted to know. What show was that on?
I don't know. I think it was the Bob Gibbons. I forget what it was. Is there a Bob Gibbons show?
Bob Gibson?
Well, there's not. No, there isn't a Bob Gibson.
No, but I mean there's a pitcher named Bob Gibson.
I thought his name was Bob Gibbon.
Well, there's a Bob Gibbon, I think.
There's no Bob Gibbon. Not at Fox.
All right. Well, he went on some show, and he started talking about how British intelligence had been wiretapping Donald Trump at the behest of Barack Obama. I gotta tell you, that's a tough one, man. That's right up the giggy with a wah-wah brush. Twist it, break it off, put another one up there, you know, and so on and so forth. So
yeah, all right, so I get it. So this guy was a loser over at Fox, and he decided he needed to bust out with something, and this was it.
This was it. And he took a shot, and he took a chance. It was the wrong shot and the wrong chance. And Andrew Napolitano got caught with his pants just right down around the ankles, the belt loosened, the pants, you know, the fly open. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yes, we understand. You're being so literal.
What do you mean with the fly open? Why do you have to say that?
Because there's being caught with your pants down, and then there's being caught with your pants down with the fly open and the belt almost off.
What does that represent?
Well, I mean, you're caught with your pants down. What does that mean? Well, it means that you were caught, you know, not paying attention. And now, if you're caught with your pants down and the fly open, not only were you not paying attention, but functionally, you're dead. And
yeah, like brain dead.
Like brain dead. But I'm saying literally dead. So, in many ways, Napolitano was literally dead. And not, you know, literally, but literally dead.
Thank you very much for this update here, Don.
Wait a minute, I got some questions or something. You know,
what do you mean you got questions or something?
All right, let the kid ask me something.
Okay, fine, but you have been going blah, 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 and I don't know how much information I'm getting here.
What a dickhead.
Yeah, I want to ask a question.
You know, Phil, I've come on your program a great many times. You know, hold on. Oh!
Why is he doing that?
I guess he's pissed off.
No, you tensed me up, Henry. Now I got to get some hot water going.
Oh, that really feels good.
That is Don Mixa, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Well, Robert had a question.
I had a question I was going to ask him.
All right, so what's the question? Well, I don't know, Mr. Senator, if you're the one to answer it.
We'll try and answer it. If we can't, we'll get him back. Is he still there?
Yeah, are you there, Mr. Mixer? Mr. Mixer, you there?
Mixer.
Mixer?
Mr. Mixer.
Mr. Mixer?
Give me the phone. Don, are you there? Yeah, okay, turn the water off, okay, man? Listen, get that out of here, bud. What are we...
Well, you're operating the board.
All right. Okay, hey, Don?
Yeah, I mean, you hung up on me.
No, Robert has a question.
Hi, Robert. Go ahead.
What I want to ask is this. If Andrew Napolitano was hired by this dude out of the courtroom, you said he was a municipal judge, and he's handing out dog dude tickets, stuff like that, what did they want him to do on Fox?
Well, I think they saw him as being a legal expert and a guy who was going to answer all these legal questions.
But was that it? I mean, did they give him his own show?
Yeah, did he have a show?
I don't know if he had it. I don't think he did. I don't think they trusted him with a show because he wasn't quite... He didn't have his chops down. He didn't know how to go, "Hi, I'm Andrew Napolitano." I'm laughing because it doesn't sound like it's a very difficult thing to do.
Well, no, it doesn't. You're saying he didn't even know how to do that.
He didn't know how to... They were going to give him a show, but he didn't know how to say, "Hi, I'm Andrew Napolitano, and with me today..." Because you got to look at a camera, and then you have to go, "We'll be right back after these messages." So you got to be able to get information from a producer while you're talking to people, and you have to be able to see cue cards while you're talking. So you got to be able to talk to people like you're just talking to them, and at the same time, you got to do what a producer tells you to do and read cue cards. And Napolitano, that was like, you might as well be talking Swahili. He couldn't do that for love or money. And they would try it. My sources tell me that Napolitano would get, he'd say, "Hi, I'm like, you know, "Hi, I'm Nandrew Napolitano." He'd transfer the letters and everything. And, "We'll be right, you know, we'll be bite rat." And
"We'll be bite rat."
Instead of "right back." So,
all right, so the guy was incompetent and...
No, it wasn't so much incompetent as he had a part of his brain just wasn't working and still doesn't. So I think that's probably... And then when Roger Ailes left, that was Andrew's last friend. Roger Ailes was everything to Andrew Napolitano. In fact, Ailes introduced Andrew to a lot of girlfriends that Andrew had down through the years at Fox. This was a great run for Andrew. I don't know what he's going to do.
Well, you don't know what he's going to do. I imagine he'll go back to Pratt. Was he a lawyer?
I don't think he was. I think he was giving out dog shit tickets. Excuse my language. Giving out.
Yes, would you watch that?
Sorry, he was giving out dog dude tickets and telling old ladies not to park on a sidewalk and, you know, and kicking dogs off the street, whatever the hell he did. Now, he's back to that. And I think probably in a year, Andrew Napolitano is going to be back on the bench down there in dirty town, New Jersey, where the hell he's from. And he's going to be handing out dog shit tickets.
All right. Thank you very much.
You talking to me?
Yeah, yeah. Don Mixer, ladies and gentlemen. Don, thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure having you on the show here. And we'd like to have Don back on. Yes.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
Oh, baby, that fucking...
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
What am I doing?
Well, can't you dump out of that or something?
Don, I heard the F word.
I heard it, too.
Well, that is Don Mixer. The thing of it is everyone is using the bathtub these days, so...
Yeah, everyone's using the bathtub, all right. All right, folks, we're coming back with Rudy Canoza, Jatem Lingerie. How's Rudy doing, man? He's, you know, the bartender at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Well, guess what, Jack? He had that Jatem Lingerie store. That thing is, like, gone belly up.
Be right back to world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Shorty bad, but she hear
it a lot. Wainimi Surf, you can get every kind of surf item, every kind of surf utility at Wainimi Surf, 2121 South Pacific Coast Highway in the beautiful city of Port Wainimi. Going to Wainimi Surf, we've got the wax, we've got wax off, we've got wakeboards, flyboards, and now we've got the new pony board, which was available now at Wainimi Surf, 2121 South Pacific Coast Highway. Wainimi Surf.
Hello, this is Father James McQuarters inviting all of you to come worship with us at Belmar Academy Chapel. Yes, Belmar Academy Chapel in Glendale, California. I've been there since 1971. I came here from Ireland. I worked first with many of the immigrant people in downtown Los Angeles, and then I went out into the suburbs and started working with a lot of the degenerate suburbanites, housewives, and, well, you can guess the rest. We'd love to have you with us there at Belmar Chapel, Belmar Academy Chapel there in Glendale, California, because I've finally cleaned up this area. I've cleaned the suburbs up, all of the filth and degenerates, all of the housewives going out with the who-know-what, all of the husbands dating the who-know-who, all of them intertangling and intertwining, we didn't know which legs are with which arms are with which. Belmar Academy Chapel.
Father James McWhorter's officiating.
Welcome back, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And with us is Rudy Canoza from Je T'aime Lingerie, as well as Ted's of Beverly Hills. Rudy is really one of our favorite people to have on the line because Rudy has been a long-time member of our newsmaker staff. Rudy, I recall when you would come on the program and talk exclusively about Je T'aime Lingerie and what you were offering. Those days are long behind us, aren't they?
Well, I hope they're not long behind us, Margaret, because it's very meaningful for me to have Je T'aime Lingerie. Unfortunately, the reason I'm on your program here today is because we've had a run of bad luck. You know, Je T'aime Lingerie was everything to me. When I first come to Los Angeles and I began to sell the dainty lingerie, the dainty frilly panties and the pantaloons, I thought for sure that it would last forever. And when I was able to buy Ted of Beverly Hills, the bar, the prime rib room, I would take the money from the prime rib room, I would put it back into Je T'aime Lingerie, and come to find out that the store itself is not doing well.
Hey, Rudy, I don't want to know who was running the store, because that would probably not be fair. You know, I don't want to. In other words, it's your business. But I'd like to know a little bit about how it got to, you know, the way it got.
I can tell you, I don't mind telling you who was running this store. It was from my friend from the Argentina, from Buenos Aires, Rudolfo Madorn. And
what was the gentleman's name?
Rudolfo Madorn. He came from Buenos Aires with a business partner of mine and said, let me do you a favor, which Phil, you probably have heard that a million times.
Yeah, I think any time a guy says he's going to do you a favor.
Yeah, well, watch out. What did the man say? A favor going to kill you quicker than a bullet, huh? Huh? Yeah, that's right.
When did you hear that?
Yeah, I think it was in Goodfellas. But, you know...
yeah, it was in Goodfellas.
Right, but Rodolfo Dimon, he ran his place like a pig. And I mean that. We have, right now, we're in the store. There's no one coming in right now. When someone comes in, you know, Phil, you are very much a part of our you are very much a part of our store. They're interviewing us. Look, right here. There she goes, see her?
There's the foghorn.
Oh, this is the most sexist thing. These are overweight women coming into the store.
I've got to let me tell you something, Morgan. I have to let my staff know because I came here after having been away from Je T'aime Lingerie. Good job. Get your case of beer on that. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I came here after being away for so long, come to find out they are not blowing the foghorn, so the big ladies go, they put the panty on, they ruin it. They've destroyed the panty, stretched it all out of shape like that. There's another one over there, right there, back aisle. So
it sounds like you're getting business now.
Well, the business has never really been bad, but they come in, they try on the panties, they destroy them because they just stretch them out of shape.
Yes, yeah, so you talk about a big fat lady trying on a panty.
That's what I think I said. I don't stutter. Jesus Christ.
All right, Rudy. You know how I feel about this. Your business is your business, and I'm sorry that you're not doing well with it. But blowing a foghorn when an overweight woman comes in is I think, disrespectful. You see what I'm saying? That is disrespectful. It denigrates and degenerates, and it...
I'm sorry, Margaret, but I've got to alert my guys. Here comes... Look, right here. There's three of them coming in. 1, 2, 3. That's it. Go ahead. Number two. Do it. Yeah. All right, this is Breeze coming on. Yeah. All right, Red Team, get your case of beer on deck.
Yeah, I heard the Red Team get your case of beer. I think what Margaret's saying is that you are demeaning these women.
What? Since when did you become a pussy? Jesus.
Yeah, fella. I mean, this guy's trying to survive get his business to survive.
What did you call him?
I would say, when did Phil become a pussy?
You know, Rudy, I used to think you were a man of great...
What is up with her?
Great what?
Great. I'm going to say charm and clarity, and it's coming out cleek.
Margaret, here, let me help you.
La, 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 la.
I don't give up. You sound like, as the lady said, a retard. All right?
Now, let me tell you something. That cow that called the show that time and said I sound like a retard. Because why? Because I am saying to you, a woman who is lovely,
la, 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 la.
I don't think it works anymore, and that's why your store isn't doing well. Because you're relying on these old... Oh, God almighty.
So these are all overweight women. Are you there, Rudy?
I'm sorry, Phil. Yeah, they are all overweight women. They're coming. Here comes another one. long as they are putting on panties and stretching the hell out of these things, man. Listen, I got to take all this stuff and throw it into the garbage. When I showed up here last week, and I said, Rodolfo, and he said, yes, I said, what have you done? What have you done? He said, what do you want from me? I said, what do I want from you? I want you to run a store professionally. You've destroyed me. You've ruined me. There was panties everywhere. They were stretched to hell and back. I would never, ever be able to use these for anything other than, I don't know what. You could use them maybe for car covers. Because I,
Very funny.
I'm not kidding you. So what I decided was that I would fire Rodolfo, send him back to Buenos Aires where he came from, send him back on a damn banana boat.
All right, Rudy, please watch live. We're talking with Rudy Canoza here at Tees at Chatem Lingerie in Sherman Oaks. All right, man, you know, we're going to have to let you go because that foghorn.
Hey, what do you want from me, man? I'm doing business over here.
Rudy, I don't think that, you know, things have changed and times have changed. Women are not going to put up with that.
Well, let me tell you something. Women may not be putting up with it, but the fact of the matter is these women are coming in here and they're looking, okay, and they're looky-looing, and they got their noses shoved right in every piece of. And so as far as I can tell, they want to be here. And I will tell you another thing, too. For my money, I believe that this is a store that is going to be top of the line, going to be top-notch, and is going to just absolutely kick ass when we finally get things up and running. But for right now, it's not a very, very pleasant experience for me. And again, I have to blame Rodolfo, and only Rodolfo, for the way he carved this fucking...
All right, man. I'm sorry to hear that, Rudy.
Hey, Rudy, let me ask some. I might want to come by there and buy some, you know, some datey items for my wife. Now, where are you located?
We're on Ventura Boulevard. But right now, the place is a real toilet bowl. I don't know.
Well, it sounds like you've got nothing but fat women coming in there. So if you could put aside some of the stuff so it doesn't get stretched to hell and back.
Well, I've got
General, why would you do... You're buying into this man. You're helping him out.
I don't know. I've just said... Is anything on sale?
On sale? The guy's... I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, Rudy, talk to us.
Sorry. How could it be on sale? I mean, I'm selling it at top dollar.
Nothing's on sale. So you got underwear that's stretched to hell and back. You selling that?
I have to. I mean, what do you want from me? All of the people here...
Hey, man, nobody's going to come in and buy your stretched-out garbage.
Garbage?
Well, Rudy, you've got to understand...
Garbage!
Hey, Rudy...
Garbage.
God damn it, man.
All right, fat woman alert, fat woman alert.
Rudy Canoza, folks.
He's got a bad situation there, and it's getting worse.
That's what he gets for leaving the business that he knew, which was Chatem Lingerie, and going over and trying to work a bar at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I don't even know if he's making money over there.
Well, I'll talk to him. He's making a fair amount of money, and the lingerie place was doing good until he brought that Rodolfo dude in.
So this Rodolfo was the one that ran it into the ground.
That's my understanding. But he's got to do one or the other.
That's it. He's got to do one or the other. He's got to put a guy in charge over there at the lingerie joint that knows what the hell it is he's doing, man. We're going to come back here on the Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley on Amanda Nunez and Miesha Tate fight and Slap Fight 1. You know and I know it's not going to happen, but hey.
Well, don't say that, Phil.
I'm going to say it. Slap Fight 1 between Bobby Dooley and Tommy Lahren. We'll be right back, Phil Henry Show. Pants are half off, shirts one quarter off, and ties a full third off. Yes, at Pants, Ties, and Shirts at Jimmy's on the Block. Jimmy's on the Block has been selling women's clothing since 1931, but they sell women's clothing that looks like men's clothing. Ties, pants, underwear, socks, and wingtips, all sold to women for one-third to half off to three-quarters off at Jimmy's on the Block. Jimmy's on the Block sells not only hats, t-shirts, ties, and underwear, as well as jock straps. They sell cufflinks, all the jewelry you want, and of course, colognes. Jimmy's on the Block for the heterosexual woman that wants to dress exactly like a man. Not affect a male's dressing, but look and feel and touch and smell and dress exactly like a man.
But she's still a heterosexual.
That's correct. Jimmy's on the Block. They've been in existence since 1931. During that time, they've made about $16.51. We're waiting for, we're waiting for it to come around. People to kind of go, you know, to see how cool it is. That's great. Thank you.
The Kleppberg Clan Country Cooking on Mulholland and Malibu Canyon Road. Come on in, get a wedge of pie.
Almost heaven.
Kleppberg Clan Country Cooking. We cook up every kind of vittles you can think of. When you leave here, you'll be filled up. And get yourself some moonshine. Got the moonshine cocktail? Beer, all hard liquor, all drinks, 99 cents. Leopard Land Country Cooking. Get yourself a wedge of pie. Come on in. Come on in and then get out. Leopard Clan Country Cooking. Look for their coupon in today's Daily Wag.
World Famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Now, here's Mr. Henry.
All right, folks. Welcome back to our show. It is the world famous Phil Henry Show. Now, did you guys see the fight the other night, that Nunez fight?
Yeah, I watched that. I don't know if I'm. I think the jury's still out on a lot of that damn. What do you want to call that?
No, the jury's not out, man. Everybody likes to watch it.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the jury's out on that UFC. Is that it?
Oh, that's ridiculous. No, I don't watch that. That's brutal.
Well, it was a very interesting fight. And I tell you, the one thing about Ultimate Fighting Challenge or any of that mixed martial arts. I find it really interesting because I've never seen women in the pugilist or martial arts really put on an interesting show until I watched mixed martial arts with women. And this, you know, whether it's Ronda Rousey or whoever, this fight the other night with Amanda Nunes and was it Megan Tate?
Yeah, I think that's what it was, but I can't, but I'm not sure.
No, it's Mayshia Tate.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, you weren't sure the first time. You're damn sure not sure the second time, because her name wasn't Megan, it's Mayshia.
Yeah, but that's what I thought.
No, man, it's not what you thought.
Never mind, okay? So it was an interesting fight, even though Amanda Nunes just blitzed her, man, and knocked her ass, you know, I mean, just really shredded her within, like, I think it was a round.
Then what's so competitive about that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of action, man, and there's a lot of speed, and sometimes the... You know, it goes a lot longer than that. And neither fighter, I mean, I don't think Tate looked like a chump at all. I think she looked like a good fighter. The problem being, she wasn't ready for what Nunez was about to dish out. With us on our newsmaker line is Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Associations with her husband, Steve Dooley, who is the vice president and treasurer of Western Estates. And they are talking here about Slap Fight 1, which doesn't look like it's going to happen, Bobby, and, you know, I'd like to have your comment on that.
Well, I think that's very premature.
Very premature, Mr. Henry.
I don't know why you say you don't think it's going to work, or you don't think it's going to come off, because our understanding is that things look real good.
Well, she got suspended by, we're talking here about, what's her name?
Tommy Lahren.
Tommy Lahren, is that it?
Yes, I think. I don't know. I haven't watched her show for a long, I like her. But I haven't watched her show for a long time because I saw one show and I liked it so much that I decided I didn't want to see any other show in case...
Yeah, in case it sucked.
Hold on, Steve. Yeah, in case it was bad. And that I would grow to hate it. So I like it, but I don't remember how her name was pronounced.
Well, when was the last time you saw her show?
I don't know, a long time ago.
All right, well, all right. So anyway... You have challenged her?
On Twitter, I have. I've said, let's have a slap fight. I admire you. I love your opinions and everything like that.
Well, what are her opinions that you like, dear? You know, she's a conservative, but she got into trouble, and she's, as you mentioned, she's been suspended.
Yeah, she got suspended. So that's what sort of put it on hold, if my understanding is correct, Phil.
Well, she was suspended for being on the air and saying that she was... pro-choice.
Why would that get her suspended?
Because she's on a right-wing channel, The Blaze.
Yeah, she's on The Blaze.
What is The Blaze? I've never heard of that. It's online. Well, I don't look. The only thing online I watch is this thing, Henry's thing. Most of the stuff that I watch is television.
Gotta watch it online. That's The Blaze. Gotta watch it.
I don't have to do anything. I don't gotta do anything but be white and die. Okay?
It's on The Blaze, and she's a conservative host on this digital show. And she said that on The View, she was on The View on ABC, and she said that she was pro-choice. That's not a traditionally conservative point of view.
Well, I don't know. I guess it isn't. I'm a big Donald Trump supporter. That's why I like listening to her, because she supports Donald Trump. And I thought that what we could do would have we'd have a slap fight. See, because men, especially conservative men, and I think rightfully so, don't really want to listen to two women talking that much about politics. They think we're important enough to listen to when the media is paying attention, because they want people to think that they're open-minded to women. But when no one's listening, most, if not all, conservative men want the conservative women to shut up and sit there and be very beautiful, but to shut it and sit there. And so we thought what we would do...
Well, I want to bless you. She didn't say it.
Would you stop grabbing the phone and trying to give it a beer job? I am so sick.
All right, we've got to get her under control.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley.
What happened? She's angry at her husband.
Yeah, we know. Now, Mr. Henry had to put you on hold because you said a dirty word.
Let me talk to her. Bobby? Margaret, yeah, what's it look like? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I sounded like you? Well, I learned from the best. Yeah. Well, you see...
Please get her on the air.
I'm sorry, we've got to put... I could just called you Margaret, but your name is what?
My name is Bobby.
You're back on the air.
I'm sorry, Phil. Steve has grabbed the phone one too many times.
I've got this.
Could you restate the question?
Well, look, the question is simply this. You're having a slap fight. She's been suspended. You're not even having a slap fight. It hasn't been determined, has it?
Well, no, it has not been. I don't even think she knows who I am. So there's that problem.
Are you kidding me? So she's not even responding to this? Why are you saying you got a slap fight when the other fighter doesn't even know she's in it?
I'm hoping that she will.
Belt.
I know I belt, Steve. I know it.
Don't hit him.
Oh, my God. He thinks I'm going to hit you. Don't.
I just don't want... I know you've been smacking him around.
Let me just go past that because it's insulting to me. I have... No, she's never heard of me. So what I want to do is keep peppering the airwaves with requests that Tommy meet me in a slap fight.
What venue are you thinking about?
You said you wanted 10,000 men.
Well, we're hoping for the Staples Center. For the Fabulous Forum. For the Fabulous Forum.
They haven't called it the Fabulous Forum, dear, in years. And that is a very, very big arena. I think they can see 20,000 in there.
Yeah, and all we want are 10. And all the money would go to charity.
Have you figured out which charity?
Well, I think it should go to the vets. You know how Donald Trump says that everything should go to the vets? And so then it goes to the vets.
Yeah, everything goes to the vets, but we don't know how much actually goes to the vets.
Well, I think that's very unfair. It goes to the vets, okay?
Well, are you sure that this money, that when Trump raises it for the vets, it goes to the vets?
It goes to the vets. I don't know if it goes to the veterans. See, I think that's why he says it.
What are you talking about?
So that's it, huh? So he says money for the vets.
Yeah, and he doesn't say veterans.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, three guesses.
Talk about a veterinarian.
Three guesses.
You know, that's pretty stupid, Miss Dooley.
Oh, my God. Are you for real?
Yes, I'm for real. You know full well Trump means veterans. All right, let's not talk about how much money he's raised. Let's talk about how much money you plan on raising, and you want to raise money from 10,000 men drinking free beer. So how much are the tickets?
Right now, we're price pointing it at $20. Okay? That's the price point.
Now, we aren't sure how much it's going to cost to rent out the Fabulous Forum.
Yeah, the Fabulous Forum, that's going to be a tough one.
It's called Fabulous. Fabulous.
The Fabulous?
Not Fabulous.
Make a note of that, Steve.
At a Fabulous Forum.
Didn't say Fabulous, said Fabulous.
We're talking with Steve.
Fabulous.
We're talking with Steve Dooley and Bobby Dooley.
Oh, Fabulous.
About the proposed slap fight one.
At the Fabulous Forum.
Excuse me, but I'm talking.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Sorry.
We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley about slap fight one, which hasn't even been... It's not... Tommy Lahren doesn't even know that she's been challenged to a slap fight. Now, you know she's been suspended. People are going to think, and I already think, that her suspension is a stunt. I don't think it's real.
You think that she's... Oh, my God.
No, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
What it means is it's designed to get her a little notoriety. It's something that I think probably her and Glenn cooked up. He suspends her. Now everybody feels sorry for her. She's pro-choice. You know, she's now sort of normalizing or mainstreaming herself a little bit. And she might, grab the big dollars from Clear Channel. Who knows?
Well, I don't know what any of that means, what you just said. All I heard you say was, it's a stunt. And I can assure you, no, it isn't, Mr. Henry.
What about the slap fight?
That's a stunt.
Oh, yeah, that's a stunt.
But because she's been suspended, she may not want to do the slap fight because people will think that's a stunt.
You said it is a stunt.
I know, but her being suspended, everybody thinks that a stunt.
Gatlin thinks that's a stunt. We had the slap fight at the Fabulous Forum.
If I hear that guy say fabulous one more time...
Steve, you're pissing off Mr. Henry.
Big deal.
All right, Bobby, I have to go.
Hold on for a minute. I'm sorry, Steve. This is for your own good.
Hey, what the hell are you doing? Hey, what are you doing, bud?
I'm handcuffing him to a chair.
So long as you're not physically abusing him.
No, I handcuffed him to a chair. Now, if a fire starts and we've got to get out of here fast, sorry, Steve, you're on your own.
Oh, my God.
Take it easy.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with us at the Phil Henry Show. One final note. Well, if you don't hear from Tommy Lahren within a certain prescribed amount of time, what are you going to do?
Well, we're giving it another 30 days. If I don't hear from her, we can still do this. I don't know if you know Ted and Devin Nugent. They make mannequins, and they make very realistic-looking dummies that are used in motion picture and television productions. We can get a Tommy Lahren dummy made, and I can kick it and slap it around the ring for 3, 4, 5 rounds. I think we would get a good number of men to come in and watch something like that.
I don't.
Well, I do.
I don't.
I don't. You're not going to get men to watch that.
Well, I do.
Hey, Ms. Dooley, look, you're not going to get men to come in and watch you slap a dummy around.
Would anybody pay to watch you slap your dummy? Oh, I really think...
Bobby Dooley, Steve Dooley here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and isn't that just marvelous as they talk about Slap Fight 1?
Well, so Slap Fight 1, I'm not sure. Is this on, or is it off, or is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? What say you? We're going to have to find out here on the Phil Henry Show in the months and the weeks, in the days and the minutes and the hours ahead. I'm Margaret Gray.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, there's the answer to your question.
Well, what a couple of anticlimactic...
I don't... It's not going to happen, but... And she's going to get a dummy to...
No, she's not about slapping my dummy.
But what if she wants to slap your dummy around a ring?
Yay! Shut it up. Shut it up and shut it tight. Jam up and jelly tight. You ass.
Yeah, go ahead.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.